is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm joined in the studio now by Martin Fallon, who is the club secretary of Runcorn Town, because every Tuesday I get a different local non-league side on the show, and we touch on how they're doing this season, what their ambitions are as well, and just look at the local non-league scene, because you don't realise until you dig deep into it just how competitive and really how established it is here on Merseyside. So delighted to be joined by Martin in the studio. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, you okay?
I'm very well, thanks. Great to have you in. Now tell us a little bit about Runcorn Town this year, because the battle at the top of the Hallmark Security League is pretty exciting.
It is, it certainly is. Well, for Runcorn Town, it's been a season of two halves, really. We had a really good start to the season. We won our first 11 fixtures in the league. You know, we were well clear. I think our first defeat was sort of mid-November. And then since then, it's been the other end of the scale, and we've been sort of showing relegation form, to be fair. You know, we've fell down the league, and, you know, it's a matter of sort of regrouping now, you know, for the second half of the season, really.
Well, if we look at your fixture list, it's possibly no surprise that there has been a little bit of inconsistency, because there have been a significant amount of postponements.
There certainly have. I mean, our first defeat was to Widnes on the middle of November. I think it was the 15th of November. And in the next 38 days after that, we played once. So, you know, it's not so much a matter of sort of bad form. It's lads can't play. With that, the sharpness goes, and it's like doing, you know, another season again, really. You have to sort of get the lads back up and get back up to match fitness, really.
Two postponements after that Widnes game, then another four in December, and then you've had two postponements in January as well. What's that down to?
The weather, basically. You know, it's normally you get sort of 1 month that's bad. I think last year it was January, the year before it was December. This year it's been sort of December and January, you know, and it's a case of hopefully things are picking back up now, but because, you know, clubs at our level, they haven't got the sort of money that they have sort of higher up. You don't get sort of undersoil heating, you don't, you know, even sort of tarpaulin over the pitch. It's a matter of getting volunteers and sort of looking after the ground. So, you know, it's the okay pitches, but they're not the best pitches in the world. So, you know, a little bit of sustained rain and, you know, games are invariably off.
What it does mean, though, is that you've got an absolutely rammed fixture list. You play Charnock Richard tonight, which we'll get on to shortly, but you've then got six games in February, six games in March, six games in April, and finish the season against Paddyham on the 5th of May. So there's a lot of football still to be played.
Yeah, there is, and I mean, we're not bad in compared to some. I mean, 1874 Northwich, who play in our league, they've done really well in the FA Cup earlier in the season. They're still in the FA Vars and the League Cup. And I think if they go out of the cups that they're in, sort of now, they're still going to have played 67 matches, I think, this season, which is, you know, these are lads who have got jobs and are working full time. It's crazy to sort of to fit that amount of fixtures in, really.
And if you look at the Hallmark Security Premier Division, you've got Northwich, who are down in 14th place in the table, and people probably look at them and think they're having a poor season, but they've only played 15 games.
And oh, yeah.
Widnes, who are only just above yourselves in the table, have played 29.
Yeah.
So that's a huge difference, given that we're coming towards the end of January.
It is, yeah. The thing with Widnes, they play on a sort of 3G, 4G surface, so they don't get home games called off. And it just sort of goes to demonstrate that if you can get your home games on, you know, it does really affect where you can be in the league.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time. My name's Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Martin Fallon, who is the club secretary of Runcorn Town, for our local non-league feature. Let's look at the table then. Runcorn Town in fourth place, as you mentioned. You were top of the table after a blistering start. You've played 24 games, 51 points. Runcorn Linnets are top with 64 from 26. You've got a couple of games in hand on them.
Yeah, we do. I mean, they're on a fantastic run at the minute. They've won the last 10 league fixtures straight. And, you know, it's a matter of they've got a really good facility. It drains really well, their pitch, and they generally don't get home games called off. And, again, it just goes to show you, you know, if you are playing fixtures and you can get them points on the board, it does sort of, you can put a little bit of a gap together.
I guess this is the kind of promotion battle that everyone wants, though, in the Hallmark Security League. Two Runcorn sides going for it, and Widnes, which is just down the road as well.
Yeah, I mean, Widnes and Charnock, they were both in the first division last season. You know, they're second and third at the minute, so it just goes to show you that they've got the momentum behind them. they're coming into this season on the back of really good seasons last year. And, you know, they're there on merit. We, like you said, we play Charnock tonight, which we'll come on to later. It could be a really good game this evening.
Talk to me about the rivalry with Runcorn Linnets then. What's it like?
It's good. I mean, everybody looks forward to the derby matches. We generally play each other on Boxing Day and Easter Monday. You know, we played each other at Pavilions on Boxing Day. That's our home ground. We got beat 5-0. Just one of them things, unfortunately. But, you know, there was over 700 people there watching, and they'll probably be the same, you know, in the return game. It's always a really big game in the town, and it's very good for football in the town that the two teams are doing so well.
That's remarkable. A 700 attendance for a non-league game, not just a non-league game. I think it's the fourth or fifth division of the non-league system.
Yeah,
so there's people coming out to watch it. I mean, you can go to games in the National League and there might only be 1,000 people there. So that shows just how much appetite there is for it in the town.
Yeah, it does. You know, if we both go up this season, it's fantastic, I think, personally, because we get to keep the derby then, you know, and playing each other twice a year, it's something that supporters really look forward to on both sides.
And at that level as well, most of the money that a club makes comes through match day attendances, I would guess, as well. So to get 700 through a gate can make a huge difference to a club.
Yeah, match day attendances and, you know, any sponsorship deals you can pick up with sort of local companies, it makes a vital difference at our level of the game. You know, a match sponsor at, say, Liverpool and Everton, it'll just go into whatever coffers to us. It's day-to-day running of the club, in fact.
Is it a strong rivalry between yourselves and the Linnets?
Yeah, it's a good rivalry. I mean, we've known each other for years, you know, at a board level sort of type thing. I know all their board, really, and it's helping each other out. We've both got the same ambitions at the end of the day, which is to get into the league above.
Full-time with Matt Jones and Martin Fallon, the club secretary of Runcorn Town, still in the studio for our non-league feature that we do every Tuesday at 3:30. If you're involved with a non-league club or perhaps know someone that is, and you'd like them to come on the show, please do give us an email or a tweet. matt.jones@radiocity.co.uk is my email address, or @radiocitytalk if you want to drop us a tweet instead. We'd love to have you on. But let's continue our chat now with Martin and look at tonight's game first of all, because you've got a match against Charnock, Richard, and I'm sure you'd like to get back to winning ways, certainly against a team who are just above you in the table.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was only on Saturday they went above us in the table, but they're a really good team. I've watched them a couple of times this season. They've got Carl Grimshaw up front, who's, I think he's on 29 league goals this season, you know, and he's scored over 300 goals for Charnock. He's very much their main man, so hopefully keep him quiet tonight and get a win on the board, which will be much needed.
Well, absolutely. And then I guess you've got that positive momentum that you need moving forward, because this game's at home against Charnock Richard tonight. You've then got Earlham at home on Saturday. There's a run of fixtures pretty much every Tuesday and Saturday, which just helps you get into a good vein of form.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the season, we were playing Saturday midweek for the first sort of month and a half, and I think players really like that. They can play twice a week instead of training. All players don't want to train, they want to play games, basically. So we can get that run up, get players back match fit, you know, and sort of push on from there. And we've shown at the start of the season what we can do, so hopefully it'll be getting back to that, really.
Absolutely. And with those games in hand on Runcorn Linnets as well, first place is still within your grasp.
Yeah, I mean, this season's a little bit different. Usually in the North West Counties League, it's top team get promoted. You know, you finish second, you're in the league for another year. But it's a little bit different this year because it's probably going to be two going up. So even if we don't catch Runcorn Linnets or whoever wins the league, indeed, you know, you've still got that second place to play for this season.
It makes it so difficult to get out of the league the right way, doesn't it? Because there's relegation spots, there's more relegation spots than there are promotion spots, and I guess that can be why the standard of the league is so high, because teams find it so tough to get out.
Yeah, they do. I mean, looking at Runcorn Linnets again, the last four years, they've finished third. They finished second three times. So, you know, that shows how difficult it is to sort of get out of the league. And I always say, once you get out of this league, every single league above, from the either stick south or north, or all the way up to the Championship, has got playoffs. So, you know, you're looking for top six to keep your season alive.
Is that something that the North West County should look to bring in, or are looking to bring in?
Yeah, the league do want it, but unfortunately, at our level of the game, it's up to the FA to sort of bring it in. there's 14 leagues at our level right across the country. So it's up to the FA to look at bringing in a playoff, whether that be Northwest Counties League playoff or sort of interleague playoff where we'll play, say, the Northern League or the Northern Counties East League, and the winners of that sort of playoff will get promoted as well. But it definitely needs extra promotion spaces, but it is something that the Northwest Counties League is actively pushing for, to be fair.
What would it mean to Runcorn to get promoted?
We traditionally have always been a West Cheshire League side, you know, the likes of Poulton Vicks and Vauxhall Motors and Camel Laird, for example, who have been in that league for years. We came up to the Northwest Counties League in 2010, basically to push ourselves and progress as a club, and we've done really well since. I guess now it's sort of moving on to that next level and try and get up, and it's a challenge to always sort of better yourself and get promoted, I guess.
Yeah, you got promoted in 2012, I think, 2011, I think I'm right in saying. And it is a high standard of football that you're in, much higher than the West Cheshire League. But what is the glass ceiling, if you like, for a Runcorn? How high could Runcorn Town go?
I'd probably say sort of one or two leagues higher. That's probably all, really. If you look after that sort of Conference North, and they're sort of professional leagues now, you know, at the very end of the very top end of the semi-professional game, and I think that's probably a step too far.
You're listening to Radio City Talk full-time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Martin Fallon, who is the club secretary of Runcorn Town, ahead of their game tonight against Charnock. Richard, we have seen though plenty of teams from this region who are non-league sides, and they'll every 5 or 6 years have a good go and they'll get up a division or two, and it's just then maintaining that place and staying around for a few years, but it can be costly to do so.
It can do, but you know that's the idea of progression in football, I guess. You know, if there was no sort of promotion and you were stuck at that level sort of all the time, then you know what's there to sort of play for apart from just a championship type thing. You know, to me, because you can theoretically get promoted from our league all the way up to the Premier League. I mean, Fleetwood Town were in our league 10, 11 years ago, and they've had a phenomenal run going up, and that just goes to show you that if things do go right behind the scenes, the pathway is there right up to the sort of Premier League, really.
It certainly is, and there are other clubs as well who've done it, not just Fleetwood, which shows something for you to, as a club, look at and go, you know, why can't we do that as well?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that, you know, you go up one or two leagues, you consolidate there for 10 years and, you know, one of us might win the Euro Millions and get 100 million. But, you know, the pathway is there, and I think that's vital for the game of football. It's one of the key things in football, I guess, that you can progress.
And if you were to get promoted, you'd go into the Northern Premier League, Evo Stick, most people would know that as. Would you be in the North? Would you be in the South?
I don't know. We've been having that debate last night. I personally think we'd be in the South because Runcorn's right on the sort of cusp of the North and South, though. It would be up to the FA, you know, to decide the makeup of the leagues. If we're in the North, we'd be going up to the North East, the likes of North Shields, South Shields. If we're in the South, we're potentially going down to Birmingham, Bromsgrove, Lincoln, over to Cleethorpes. But, you know, more travelling, I guess that sort of comes with playing in a higher league, really.
Financially, again, though, that can take something out of the club, which because you are doing that extra travelling.
It can do, but, you know, that's up to us as a club to sort of look at the sort of commercial side, get more sponsors in, because obviously you're playing in a higher league, you can offer sponsors more. For their money that they'd be putting into the club. And again, we'd have to be a bit more savvy, I guess, on advertising ourselves and trying to get the attendances up.
Certainly so. And just to finish off, we always ask this question to the non-league sides who come in, and you've been involved with Runcorn Town for many years, so you'll be well placed to answer this. What is it that makes them particularly so special, Runcorn Town?
Well, I always look at it, people should get involved with their local team. You know, I live in Runcorn, so I ended up, I used to be with the old Runcorn FC for years, and then once they folded, I ended up going to Runcorn Town. Supporters of the old Runcorn FC set up Runcorn Linnets, and look how successful they've become. And I just think people get involved in our level of game, they get so much more satisfaction from it than sort of watching the likes of Liverpool, Everton, sort of just on a Saturday or in the pub, etc. You know, they get a lot more out of what they put in.
You'd be surprised if you haven't been to a non-league game, just how good the standard is. And it's always enjoyable to watch their close-fought matches, their hard-fought matches, players that genuinely are there for the enjoyment of the game and that desperation to win as well, which just, it makes it very fun to watch, I find.
Yeah, I mean, our level of the game, you know, sort of, there's a lot of good players who could play higher, but, you know, perhaps have got really good jobs or they can't devote the time, sort of family-wise, to playing in a higher league, and they end up at this level of the game. And it is a really, really competitive league, and I'd watch it, and I'd say to anybody, watch it. You know, particularly it's like £5 to get in.
Absolutely.
And sort of many of the grounds in our league, kids go free as well. So, you know, do it, I'd say.
Definitely. It's been a pleasure to have you in, Martin. Let's just give a plug to the game tonight then. Charnock Richard at home, big game for Runcorn Town as they look to move up the table. What are the admission details?
Yeah, it's third against four, so it could be a really good game. We charge £6 to get in for adults, £3 concessions, and under 16s get in free if they're accompanied by an adult. So, you know, it's 7:45 kickoff. Everybody's more than welcome.
There you go. Get down to Runcorn Town tonight. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us in the studio.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.